very, very pleased to have a former Islander and an Islanders analyst, and I always love having my conversations with Butch Goring. And Butch joins us on Sportsnet 590, the Fan and Butch. Obviously, I wish this was under better circumstances, and my condolences to you on the unfortunate passing of your former head coach, Al Arbour. And it's been a nice celebration of his life over the past couple of days, getting to read so many things about not only a wonderful head coach, but a wonderful human being that obviously you got to know very well.
Yes, it's been a wonderful tribute to him over the last few days, and I think it speaks volumes as to the type of person that he was. Everybody knew about his hockey prowess, not only as a coach, but certainly as a player. So well-documented and well-deserved, but I think that people now understand that this guy was much more than just a hockey person. And you've heard all the testimonies from all the different players, and everybody sings the same song, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I just struck up a very special relationship with Al almost immediately when I joined the hockey club. And, you know, and as we talked about on so many occasions, I mean, this guy had a remarkable ability to understand people and understand his players. And he knew, you know, when to be tough, when to give you some hard love, and then he knew when to leave you alone. And, I mean, there's just so many personalities that he had to deal with, and he just found the magic number with each and every one of them. And probably the thing I learned most as a hockey person, not only as a player but as a coach, is just, you know, the valuable part of the game, knowing your teammates and knowing your coach, and then as a coach knowing your players. So he was very, very instrumental in any success that I had as a coach, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, and Kelly Rudy had mentioned on the station that he understood that Al Arbour had understood the psychology of a person and a player, and that he was like a second father. Is that the feeling you got, that all you guys got? And I mean, one of the best hockey teams ever put together that you were on, Butch. So many personalities and so many high-profile people, but under the umbrella and tutelage of Al Arbour, you just felt like one link in the chain, in the Islander Stanley Cup chain.
Well, they had everybody in the proper pecking order. There's no doubt about that. And everybody knew his place. And, of course, Al was the teacher. He was the one that sat at the head of the class. And he could dole out the punishment as he see, you know, whatever he thought it was necessary. But I think the most interesting thing is that, you know, when Al, you had to know when to approach Al and when you could kid with him and when you had to leave him alone. And Al knew the same thing. Like when Al walked around, and it didn't matter whether the team was winning or losing. If he didn't like the way the team was playing, I mean, you didn't have to talk to him to know that he was angry. You could see it in his demeanor. And he just quietly went around his business. And I think that's where, you know, all the respect comes from with the players, is that, you know, you had the feeling that you should go sit in the corner for a while because Dad was mad. And, you know, and you did something wrong. And I think everybody felt that way. And so he didn't have to come in and yell very often. Now, he could raise his voice when he wanted to, but that was a few and far between. And I mean, we used to laugh a little bit at him because he'd come out with terms or names like Cyrano de Bergerac, and nobody would know what he was talking about. I mean, a few of us older guys knew that was a swordsman. That was a way of Al telling everybody that they were stick checking, you know, that they all looked like they were swordsmen and they needed to do something a little bit different. So he had a very, very unique way about him. And I think the fact that he could handle everybody as his own kid at some point in time, that he could praise them and he could scold them, I think just earned him tremendous respect. And the other side of the coin is that he was a winner. I mean, you know, you get someone who's won as much as Al did, you know, as a player and as a coach, and then he's telling you this is the way it has to be or this is the way it can't be. Well, you know, you're a fool if you're not listening.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for your loss and loss to the Islanders family, but he is obviously well-regarded and well-remembered and a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame. Butch Goring, Islanders analyst, a former player as well. Butch, it's always a pleasure. Unfortunately, this is the reason why we're speaking, but it's great to get to remember such a great hockey person and just a great individual as well. Thank you, Butch, for doing that.
Yeah, thank you. And you're quite welcome. I'm glad that everybody's, you know, hearing about the other side of Al.
Yeah, thank you, Butch. There's Butch Goring, formerly of the New York Islanders.